This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Right, just one more week before we close 2018 and move onwards and upwards into a brand new, freshly minted 2019 that's just full of potential. Blank canvas. But here's the thing, I don't know about you, but I sometimes feel like my years aren't all that different from one another. Like, I know that some years are pretty distinct and will always stand out, like the year I moved into a new house and actually made it to WrestleMania, or the year I first started working, or the first year I got into college, the year I learned something new or did something that really impacted my life and changed me for the better. What I'm trying to say is, years are defined by what you decide to do with them, right? But if we decide to do 2019 the same way we did 2018, then it might as well be 2018 all over again. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like consistency. Sometimes I like consistency, as oxymoronic as that sounds. And I think there's nothing wrong with comfort zones. That's why they're called comfort zones. But too much of either one of those things could become a problem, because they have the tendency of making things sort of monotonous and not very memorable. So, of course, I looked across the internet and compiled this very handy list, you're welcome, of things that you can do to make the most out of 2019. Now, if you're listening to this in 2019 via podcasts, it's still fine, because this isn't really a resolution thing. It's more of a year-long thing on how to make the most out of your next 365 days or so. So, you can start anytime. Even today, it doesn't have to be 2019. So that's what we're going to talk about on today's Five for Fortune. Ways that you can make the most out of 2019 so that it's really, undoubtedly, extremely different from 2018.
Number one.
Okay, so I'm going to call this one the 20 questions list. There's this list I found online, on Inc.com specifically, and it's basically 20 questions that we can ask ourselves to sort of gauge where we are in terms of career progression or work/life balance, which should sort of give us an idea of the kinds of changes we could and should frankly be making to the way we work. This list of questions is heavily inspired by Ryder Carroll's bullet journal, which is a popular method of organizing your work and life by writing them down. So Ryder often talks about the importance of understanding why we're doing something, because once you understand the reason behind your actions and choices, it could give you a better picture or better insight of where you're headed and if it's really what you want to be. Pretty cool stuff. Now, the thing about this list is, and this is important, the thing about this list is to answer honestly and to answer with the first answer that comes to mind. Don't think about it too much, because overthinking answers to these fairly simple questions could twist your opinions. Also, if you can't catch all these questions, don't worry. There's always the podcast on the BFM app, so you can stream this segment there as well. Right, so here are the 20 questions we should be asking ourselves to know if changes need to be made in the coming year. Number one, what do I enjoy doing and am good at doing? Number two, what do I enjoy doing but could get better at doing? Number three, what do I enjoy doing but don't do well at all? Number four, what energizes me? What tires me? Number six, how much sleep do I need to really function well? And this one's important, I think, especially for myself. Number seven, what relaxes me? Number eight, what stresses me out? Which is also fairly important, because it's important to identify your stress triggers. Number nine, what distracts me? And number 10, a very important one, what is the most important thing in my life? Number 11, who are the most important people in my life? How can I be a better friend or colleague? Number 13, what do I want more of in life? 14, what would I prefer less of in my life? We're always getting to the last part of the list now. Number 15, what am I most afraid of? Number 16, what is the one good habit that I have? Number 17, what's one habit that I want to change? Number 18, what one thing did I set out to do this year that I succeeded in doing? So this is a form of building momentum. So you identify the one thing you succeeded at, which sort of boosts you to keep that momentum going next year. Number 19, how do I define success? And finally, number 20, what's the one thing I want to accomplish next year?
Number 2.
Now, I really, really like this article on Medium by Danny Forrest, in which he talks about the three most important skills you need to thrive in 2019. And one of those skills is to just learn how to learn. Now, I know that sounds pretty basic. Like, yeah, you know, sure, everyone knows how to learn. But effectively, learning new skills in a short amount of time is actually a skill in itself. There are a couple of very, very useful videos on YouTube. They are like TED Talks, actually. And one of them is called The First 20 Hours, How to Learn Anything by Josh Kaufman. And honestly, I encourage you to look it up if you're keen on actually learning a bunch of new things next year. I can't play a snippet here because it's a 20-minute long video and playing bits and pieces of it wouldn't make any sense out of context. So seriously, go look it up if you really want to learn how to learn. Now, coming back to the article by Danny, it actually makes a lot of sense to learn as much as we can in the shortest amount of time in order to not only expand our knowledge base, which will ultimately make any given year productive, but also it's a known deal that skills and micro skills are what will set us apart in the coming years. Companies are becoming less interested in hiring people with just one specific skill and more keen on employing people who can do a bunch of different things. Now, obviously, you can't become a doctor in 6 months and you shouldn't ever trust anyone who says they have, but micro skills like basic app design or basic graphic design, photography, video and sound editing, baking, basic coding and programming, these are things that technically can be learned, not mastered, but just learned with practice, and that's enough to boost anyone's CV in the long run. Now, there's also a secret benefit of mastering the skill of learning or learning how to learn. See, the more you're able to absorb information and the more you're able to learn new skills, the faster it gets with each new skill. It's like gaining momentum, almost like practicing a sport. So, I don't know, try it out. If we can come out of 2019 with at least 3 new skills, that'll make it a pretty good year, in my opinion. We'll be back with more tips from across the web on how to make the best out of 2019. Stick around, BFM 89.9.
Be free, Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back on Five for Fortune, where it's all about making the most out of the coming year, things you can do to ensure that 2019 is productive and one of your best years yet. Speaking of best years, let's talk about money, or specifically budgets, as number 3 on today's list.
Number 3.
One of the things that everyone wants to do in the new year is make more money, or make proper investments, at least. It's all about increasing your worth financially, and that's fine. It makes total sense to want to make more or save more over the course of the year, and it's actually a very good goal to have. Now, one thing that we as Malaysians don't really pay attention to is the budget announcements. A couple of months ago, we were given the details of Budget 2019 by our Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng, and if we really try to leverage on some of those benefits and incentives from the government, it could actually make a positive impact to our financial standing. For example, travel costs are a big deal for all of us, and public transport isn't really top-notch in this country yet, so most of us resort to driving everywhere, and because of that, the toll and petrol charges keep piling on. It takes away a huge chunk of our salaries every month. Now, during the budget, it was announced that we'd have monthly public transportation passes. It's 100 ringgit for rail and bus, and 50 ringgit for bus only. And if you're willing to put up with some of the last-mile connectivity hassle, it's actually a very, very good incentive to help us save some of that monthly expenditure. Just make a rough calculation of 100 bucks versus monthly toll and petrol costs, and it becomes pretty obvious. Now, that aside, there's also the SSPN tax relief and the proposed petrol subsidies. But the most interesting proposition is the National Home Ownership Campaign, where unsold residential properties priced between 300,000 ringgit and 1 million ringgit will have their stamp duty charges waived by the government, and the developers will offer a minimum price discount of 10%. So really, if you're a first-time homeowner and you're looking to make 2019 productive and beneficial, it might be time to capitalize on this home ownership campaign thing and maybe secure a piece of property, maybe as an investment. I mean, if we can all really sort out some of our finances in the coming year, that should make the year a pretty good one, right?
Number four.
One thing that we'd all love to have more of is time. Am I right? Sometimes I want there to be like 48 hours in a day because there's just so much to do, you know? But you know, because of work and travel time, especially if you live in traffic-prone areas, weekdays can get pretty tight with not enough wiggle space when it comes to having extra time to work on stuff like hobbies and maybe even a side gig. Now, weekends are a whole different story. There's 48 hours at the end of every week with no work and less traffic. Some people just like to chill in the weekend and do absolutely nothing, and that's completely fine. If that's your thing, it's totally fine. That's what weekends are essentially for. But weekends are also chunks of time that are just waiting to be used. They're like an untapped time reserve for the most part. And there's so much that can be done, so much stuff that's productive, but also stuff that you love doing during the weekend. So here's an idea in a segment that I like to call Focus on the Weekends. Most of us always put our attention on the weekdays, but usually there's not much that can be done when blocks of weekday time is already taken up for work. So maybe focus on the weekends, as in set hobbies during weekends, weekend classes, picking up new skills, developing a side gig, working on fitness, all that stuff, instead of trying to cram all that in the weekdays. That should help us spread the workload, one, but also there's more compartmentalization of the week going on, which then lets us focus on exactly what we need to during different segments of the week. I want to go back to Danny Forrest's article on Medium for this last segment because, as always, I like to keep the most obvious course of action for last. And speaking of action, this segment is actually called Learn to Get into Action.
Number 5.
It's one of the most interesting things I've read when it comes to taking charge of not just the new year, but our careers and lives as well, because it's something that a lot of people fail to do, and that's learn to just get into action. Because really, you can make all the plans and think of everything, but if there's no execution, if we don't act on our interests, then what's the point, right? Anyway, in the article, Danny says that getting to action is not about not planning. It's about planning just enough and then carrying through within less than a week of planning. There's also a few tips on how you can get into the habit of getting into action and working on your plans, which, if we can really, really implement, should make 2019 or any year really a pretty interesting time. First up, the article says, put actions into your calendar so you already have a specific day and date. Take notes, because we have a lot going on in our lives and it isn't easy remembering every single detail. So take notes of stuff that you want to act on. They'll help you remember. There's also do daily, weekly, and monthly planning ahead of time. You know, like plan for the coming week during the weekend, plan for the month ahead, that sort of thing. But my favorite part of all this is a tip that says do things for others. And it makes sense because ever notice how we're always more motivated when we're doing things for others? It gives us a sense of necessity. There's like a slight sense of urgency when it isn't inherently tied to ourselves or for our benefit. It's important to know the line between being a helpful person and being someone's doormat, but we're all pretty, you know, we're all pretty smart, and I think we can differentiate the two, I think. But yeah, you know, learn to get into action, probably my favorite segment on today's episode, and also probably the most important segment because without which, none of the other things are going to get done, right? That's about it for today's episode, and that's also a wrap for the Countdown to 2019 series that I've been putting out these last few weeks. Hopefully, we can all learn a thing or two from these gems of wisdom from the World Wide Web that'll make the coming year a pretty productive one. Speaking of learning things, next week's Five for Fortune will be a pretty unique one, a special one, because I'm going to ramble on about stuff that I've personally learned while working and producing Five for Fortune as a show, because it'll be the last Five for Fortune episode for a while. call it an indefinite hiatus or break or finale, whether that's a season finale or a series finale, we'll just have to wait and see. As always, if you miss any parts of the show, download the podcast on the BFM app, which is, of course, available for free on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. And if you don't want to do that, you can always catch all our programs on Spotify if you are a Spotify user. This has been Arvind Yuvraj on 5 for Fortune, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.